Action item number 13, report and possible discussion and selection of Allen's Creek Engineering Firm by David Collingsworth, Central and Lower Basin Project Manager.
Can everybody hear me? My mic. I hate to stand behind this because when I point to slide, you lose me for a minute. There's a couple of ways we could have done this. One was to bring you a contract today for the amount that we had in the budget, which was $2.7 million. The other was to come to you and ask for approval to begin the permitting and preliminary design, basically with the approach that we're asking for a blank check, and we really weren't comfortable with that. So the purpose of today is to tell you, remind you about Allen's Creek, tell you about the process, tell you who we've selected, and then as soon as we leave here, we're going to go start working on the scope of work and the contract, and then we'll bring that back to you in January with the goal of having an amount that we're focused on spending for the next couple of years. So this mic sounds really loud. Just in brief, Allen's Creek, we've talked about this a lot. Houston owns 70%, BRA owns 30%. We've had the property for years. The project's been put off by a series of legislation that allowed us to move the start date back from 2018 to 2025. BRA was opposed to that. When we lived through the drought of 2011, we realized that we needed more water down south, but it wasn't till then that even the customers in the upper reaches of the basin started saying, you got to build Allen's Creek. And that's when we came to Mr. Ford and said, Mr. Ford, here's our plan, and our game plan is to go forward without Houston, with the fact that Houston could get caught up with the permitting and the preliminary design and stuff like that financially. We're in good standings with Houston. We've talked to them. We're working on an amendment to the contract that will allow them and hold them to the fire to pay us for this amount. But what I've told you guys in the past is that regardless of that amendment and regardless of that activity, BRA needs the water now. And these costs of permitting and some of the preliminary design will be a drop in the bucket. It'll be a rounding error is what I've said in the cost of a $300 million project. So it's in our best interest to move forward with Allen's Creek and get the water and get moving. Here's another map that just shows you the proximity in Austin County, the proximity to Sugar Land, the proximity to the city of Houston. It's in the lower basin. And Brad and Director Bennett stole my thunder a minute ago in the fact that this doesn't just provide water to the Gulf Coast region, to the lower basin customers. It really allows another very valuable tool in the management of our entire system. So the benefit to the Lake Grangers, the benefit to the Georgetowns, the Steelhouses, the Beltons, is that when this is full, we'll be able to use water out of this reservoir before releasing water out of those other reservoirs. So our other customers that have long-term water contracts won't have to be as concerned about chasing water should we have a drought of 2011 over and over and over again, which were some of the issues that we were dealing with when we were looking at the drought of 2011 extending on beyond just 2011. And just to make sure you realize this, this reservoir is not contingent upon SysOps. I get that question a lot. And that wasn't a knock at SysOps either. So here's the process. We knew there was going to be a tremendous amount of interest in the process. We knew there was going to be a tremendous amount of interest in the project. So we went out for a request for proposal, and we had only five firms that submitted. However, within those five firms, it would be hard to point your finger at an engineering firm that wasn't teamed up with one of those five. First thing that we did is we put together a team of BRA folks looking at all of the different disciplines that were going to be included in building Allen's Creek. We've talked a lot about permitting. Yeah, permitting is going to be a bug. We talked a little bit about designing the reservoir. Maybe one of the biggest challenges is going to be how do you take that much water out of the river when it's time to take water without taking more sand than you're taking water. So the pump station is going to be huge. How do you deliver that water back to the reservoir? So there's all of these issues associated with a political environment and the PR environment. So we handpicked people from all of our different disciplines here at the BRA to sit at the table and review these proposals and then make recommendations on who we were going to interview. The city of Houston was involved in the process. Houston made it very clear this is a BRA project. They wanted to sit at the table as an advisor. However, they didn't want to be a voter should we come to a position where we needed to take a vote on who to choose. Pardon me. So we did all that. We looked at all of the proposals. We came up with three that we felt were really in the ballpark, really worth our time to interview, and we did that. We invited folks in here. We had people come from all over the United States to present to us on their different teams, and it was, you know, there's winners and losers. You hate there's losers. Because from our perspective, and I told this to the guys in the water and wastewater industry, we play the same role. We have to put together proposals and take the time and do all that, and it's very, very laborsome, very time intensive. So we were very appreciative of all the responders and all the interviews and all the time and effort that went into it. Basically, the procedure was we interviewed, and then after everybody would interview, we'd go lock ourselves in a room and talk about what we heard, and we did that three times. And then after the third interview, we came back together and we voted. We had a procedure in place where we were going to talk about it and come up with a recommendation, and we did that. And basically what you see on the board was our recommendation. It was unanimous from all the folks, including the city of Houston, to begin developing a scope of work and working with Montgomery Watson Harza. They have really the experience that they had in building reservoirs was really key to us. They've worked on over 97 reservoir projects in the United States. Their project managers completed five similar projects in just the last 10 years, reservoirs. Their lead designer was able to talk about nine different off-channel reservoirs that he's worked on. And then that tricky pump station that I told you about, the guy that's going to be the lead of the team that's going to design that pump station has over 40 years worth of experience in pump stations. So they have very, very impressive credentials. They've teamed with a company called SWCA that also has a presence in the Houston area. A guy named Tom Sankey is going to be our project manager. And he's, as you can see there, he's worked on over 50 different permits just in the Galveston office in the last 10 years. So we think we have a lot of expertise. We think we have a lot of experience. We think we have a huge obstacle and a hurdle to overcome to make sure that we play everything right. And these are some of the other folks that they teamed with. Fruit Grow is really, they were actually on a couple of different consulting firms. They're really recognized as a geotech expert in Texas. Done a lot of work on the Allen's Creek area. This is just a map showing you some of the reservoir sites that Montgomery Watson's worked on. You'll notice that there's just not a whole lot of reservoirs in the what we call Tornado Alley, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Louisiana. This is some of the pump stations. I'm just trying to show you just the level of experience they have in working on large pump stations. So then I'm going to boil down and talk just a little bit more about what's next. But this is a slide that I show people because here's really what the challenge is. You ask me, David, what does it mean to do the permitting? Well, we really don't know yet. We know there's federal process that we have to follow. We know we have to end up with a series of documents that the EPA can come back to us and say, okay, based on this information, we feel confident that you're going to mitigate, you're going to protect, you're going to take care of, and then they can issue that permit. But before we can submit those documents to the federal government, to the Corps of Engineers, we have to be at such a level in design of the reservoir and the pump station, and we have to know what the impacts to the river are going to be. We have to know exactly what pieces of our property we're going to disturb and how we're going to disturb those. So really the challenge here becomes making sure that these guys and our guys can team together and go down a path to where we submit everything to the Corps of Engineers and we have all the right information to where, when it's time for them to consider issuing us a permit, they don't kick us back and make us start all of these processes over. And that's really where you get in this loop when you hear about working with the Corps of Engineers and it's going to take 10 or 15 years for your permits. So here's what we're looking at. And I've showed you this slide before. The 404 permits we really think is going to take us 2 to 4 years. When we get a little bit further into the project, we'll show you how some of those timelines correspond with each other, where we'll be doing a series of project engineering on the lift state. Yes, Peter?
404, is that a federal permit?
It is a federal permit.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll show you how all these overlap in the facility design. Some of that is up front. Some of that's toward the end of the process. And then we think facility construction will take us about 3 years. our focus and our goal is to get started now, but there'll be a lot of Texas that will hear about this project, and then publicly and politically it'll kind of go away because the worker bees will be working. We would really like to be somewhere close to construction by 2022. That would be, if that's achievable, that would be a great achievement for us. So what we're going to do now is, in the weeks to come, sit down with Montgomery Watson Harza and really work through and try to come up with a scope of work that really encompasses all this, that that allows us to step forward and be successful.
Did I understand you to say that we would front the financial part of it, and with the fact that Houston would come in later? Is that?
Yeah, I didn't. What we're talking about with Houston is developing a contract amendment to where the monies that we're spending up front now, they would have reimbursed us those monies before we go into construction. Okay. But either way, Director Bell, we're going to negotiate with Houston some type of paper structure that allows us to make sure that we're covered.
And if not a payback, then ownership rights transfer to us.
Something like that. Yeah. We're definitely interested in acquiring more of that water, whether it would be through a process of more ownership or whether it would be through a process of a long-term agreement for more of that water. If you're getting the Region X plan, without a doubt, the overwhelming majority of that water is intended for the Brazos Basin. That's where it's needed. Houston's done a good job of taking care of their water needs with other projects.
Are there things within the permitting process that 3 to 4 years down the road could be a deal breaker, things that can't be mitigated, things that could completely put this off the table?
Yeah, there certainly are. There's a couple of threatened species. There's an endangered species. I will tell you that none of the firms that we interviewed that have environmental specialists during our presentations, and in some of our presentations we asked those questions, what do you see as deal killers? Nobody would seem to be overly concerned about that, nor does the old Fries and Nichols report, the preliminary look at Allen's Creek either. But there's always deal killers given the environmentally sensitive times that we're in. Yeah, there's certainly a limited potential that we could get down the road. And you know, there's also the potential too that we could start doing a tremendous amount of core extractions and evaluating the sands and the soils and determine that either the project has bigger challenges that we thought, or the cost was going to be exponentially higher. So you know, all those are what we've really got to get our hands around in the first 24 months, certainly from the cost and the permitting perspective. Director Rankin.
Water primarily for municipal purposes. That water will be treated and then it'll go somewhere, presumably eventually back into the Brazos, right?
The water will be used for industrial and municipal purposes. The plan for this project is to pull the water out of the Brazos, store it in the reservoir, and then just release it back into the Brazos. So whoever contracts with this water will have to come to the Brazos and get this water. But it will not be treated. It will not be potable or industrial treatment.
So it'll just go back into the. And then,
that's right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
As I recall, is there not a cemetery in part of the park that will be inundated?
There is a cemetery in part of the property that may have to be moved. That's something that we have to look at. There's also on one of the shores of the reservoir, we think, substantial cultural issues that we're going to have to deal with and mitigate those as well. And mitigation, meaning the, for lack of better terms, the repair or the replacement of the properties that we're destroying will be a significant effort and cost of this project.
And is Houston, when do they pay up, each year as you go along? Or?
Well, you know, that's to be negotiated. We can negotiate it that way. I think the concern that we've had in-house is just making sure that we have something documented of their intent to pay. And one of our thoughts has been to do that, have a balanced bank account before we move into the big dollars, which is construction.
When this is finished, will it be available for recreation? What's the...
Well, we have to determine that also. And the first thing, one of the things we're going to have to look at is, based on the models, how we project this reservoir to go up and down. You know, it's likely that the reservoir will have some recreational opportunities. However, years like 2011 and other real low flow rivers in the low flow years of the Brazos, there may be very little water in this reservoir. However, that's something we're going to have to work with Parks and Wildlife. We're going to have to establish an expectation going forward, because that expectation is also going to drive what property rates are and how other people come and use this area. So it's a significant issue. Yes, ma'am.
But you are going to say in the permitting that this is a water supply reservoir. Because you don't want to start that political thing with recreation. Because it may be used for recreation, be wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's a water supply reservoir.
Absolutely. Director Johnson, we are now working on an educational video that we'll get online and that we'll, our government relations folks will get out and really start educating this as a water supply reservoir.
Okay.
It is the sole purpose, water supply. Okay. If there's other ancillary benefits that we get,
wonderful.
But yeah. It is a water supply reservoir. Yep. Okay. No, I hadn't planned on talking about marijuana.
In the evaluation.
Evidently, the soil is very fertile and we can grow marijuana. So if you can get that legalized in Texas, maybe there's another business opportunity there. And we're on TV, so I feel uncomfortable. Director Sacanino.
In the evaluation process, was Houston partner in the evaluation of selecting contractor?
Yes, they were.
Okay. And yeah. They had an equal vote, not a 70% vote.
No, sir. They didn't have a vote. We didn't take votes. We just came up with a consensus, and they had the same consensus in the scoring of the proposals to determine who we were going to interview and who we were going to hire.
Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions? Just so you'll know, Marshall Davert, he is the president of Montgomery Watson, is here. Harza, David Irvine is here. Bill Swanson is going to be our project manager, and he's here also. And then Chris Young, they're all with Montgomery Watson Harza, and they made the trip today too. So we look forward to updating you in the future.
I currently live in Boulder, but I lived in Dallas for 3 years. I went to Colorado. That's where our headquarters is.